Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers. This is Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer, a teaching ministry on prayer. And we are praying for you, you, and you, 24 hours around the clock. We know and believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer can do. Prayer will change that situation, and prayer will change you. All we got to do is believe and trust in the Almighty Living God and sit back and get the victory in Jesus Christ. Because for the year of 2023, God has set us free. And he who am set free is free indeed. We thank God for Jesus, who sent his only begotten Son, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins. Thank you, God. John 3:16. If you don't know any other scripture, I want you to get that scripture. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. I want you to memorize that scripture, and for your family and your children and your loved ones. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. You got everlasting life this morning, my sisters and my brothers, men and women of God. That's why you can be excited. Everlasting life, eternal life in Jesus Christ. Those that are in the nursing homes, in the hospitals, assisted living facilities, lying at home on their sick bed, you got eternal life, everlasting life. And someone might look at you and say, how in the world can you be so happy in the condition that you're in and the shape that you're in? After all this happened to you, you're still happy. You're still excited because I have eternal life, everlasting life in Jesus Christ. And I know that this too shall pass. Glory be to God. He said it wasn't going to be easy. He told us that we would have some trials and tribulations. Think it not strange. Think it not strange, my dear ones, when you are going through your trials and tribulations. Think it not strange, because you're going through. You are overcomers. We're not survivors, men and women of God. You're not survivors. Don't even go on that show. You're not a survivor. You're overcomers. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. We're overcomers, not survivors. We're the head and not the tail. We're the lenders and not the borrowers. God is truly doing some great and marvelous things in times like these. God is still a miracle-working God. And you can say to yourself, I can depend on God. No cross, no crown. No cross, no crown. Must Jesus bear, must he bear all this alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, a cross for me. Thank you, Jesus, for my cross that I must bear. Because you said that you would send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. Praise God this morning and glorify him and magnify him in the midst of all your trials and tribulations. Let the world see that we trust God. Let the world see that we believe God. Let the world see that you're a true man or woman of God. When you begin to go through your suffering, your pain, your aches, financial situations, let the world see you praising God. Let the world see you glorifying God, because you said you trust him and you'll never doubt. Thank God. You don't need to know every verse in the Bible to glorify God, to magnify God. You need to have a personal relationship with him. Go to the Gospels, the four Gospels, and read about the life of Jesus Christ. Love one another. Love you one another, because he has loved you, and he still loves you. Show the agape love, unconditional love of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Glory be to God. Praise him this morning. Glorify him. Lift up the name of Jesus. Let's make magnify the Almighty Living God, not your problem, not your situation. You keep your eyes on the price, on the prize. That's right. This is not the prices, right? Keep your eyes on the prize, Jesus Christ. We serve a humorous God. He's going to give us some things to laugh about, even when we're going through our trials and tribulations. He's still going to give you that joy. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministry, Power Hour of Prayer. Dear God, he woke us up this morning and started us on our way. Remember, he didn't have to do it, but he did. For little old you, he suffered, died, and bled on the cross. It was nobody but you in the world. He would have did what his Father had commanded him to do. God's will be done, not your will. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And as I said, this is not Burger King. It's not about you having your way. Thank you, God.
I just look around. I know the Lord. Jesus making a way. Listen here. Been through the storm. Even been through the rain. God knows I'm suffering up heartache and pain. I just turn around. I know the Lord.
The Lord, keeps making a way.
I don't know about you. Been through the storm. Even been through the pain. God knows I'm suffering up heartache. The pain. I know the Lord.
The Lord keeps making the way.
Every time I just turn one more time, the Lord.
The Lord keeps making the way.
And I tell all the world, keep on,
keep making the way.
I don't know about you.
The Lord keeps making a way.
He opened up so many doors that I could not see.
Keeps making a way.
The Lord keeps, the Lord.
The Lord keeps making a way.
I may not be all that I should be.
You did.
The Lord, you did it.
Every time I turn around, the Lord keeps making a way. That's who's making a way for you. Nobody but the Almighty Living God. Every time I turn around, the Lord keeps making a way. He's making a way for you right now, my dear ones. Every time you turn around, the Lord keeps making a way. Thank you, God. And you know, he didn't have to do it, but he did. Because he loves you so much.
He didn't have to do it.
no, 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 no. Oh, yeah.
I have a father who
can. I have a father who can. In his name be. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I have a father who
can. I have a father who can. Oh, yeah.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I have a father who cares. I want you to know that this morning, your earthly father, you didn't lose him. Thank you, God. Your earthly father had passed on prayerfully, have eternal life, everlasting life of Jesus Christ. But you have a father who cares. So you don't have to feel sad about it. You got a father who cares. And not only will he be a father to you, but he'll be a mother, a sister, a brother, an aunt, an uncle, your best friend. And the song say, what a friend we have in Jesus. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. I have a father who cares. Thank God for God. Thank God. You got a father who cares this morning. I want you to know that. You let someone know, I have a father who cares. And isn't your father passed on? No, my father in heaven. The greatest father that anybody could have. Thank you, God. I have a father who cares. You can cry out, I'm a father. He's waiting for you to surrender your life to him. Give up your old way of living. Surrender to the Almighty Living God. And you have that joy, that unspeakable joy, and the joy that you have, the world didn't give it to you, and the world can't take it away. That's your strength, joy, love, peace, and happiness. He wants us to be happy and joyful, not walking around with a long face, worrying, complaining, why me, Why not you, men and women of God? He went through his struggles. He went through his trials. He went through his tribulations. Let God's will be done in your life. And make sure you make the right choices. We can't blame everything on God. God, why are you doing this to me? Not in the year 2023. God has set you free. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Yes, this is Power Hour Prayer with the Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. We're praying for you 24 hours around the clock. And I know our numbers have increased. We're past 144.5 million at this time. We thank God for all of our prayer warriors, intercessory prayer warriors, men and women of God. We thank God for you for sharing your time with this precious woman of God. Thank you for your praise reports. Thank you, God. Prayer requests. Thank you for your gifts of love. Thank you, God. Bless the people who have blessed the woman of God. Bless the people that bless the men and women of God with overabundance. May they prosper. Uh-huh. May they prosper in the work that they're doing. Thank you. Blessing to the body of Christ. Sister Burdetta Washington. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Gives up her precious time to teach Bible study. After she leave a job, she's going to teach Bible study in the nursing home. Thank God for you. Faithful woman of God. She loves the Lord. And that's why she wouldn't be a blessing to others that don't hear the word. They're not able to get out and go to church. They're lying on their sick beds in a nursing home. Thank God for you that have prison ministries. That God has called for a prison ministry. Make sure you're called for whatever work that you're doing. Make sure God called you to do that work. Thank God for those that are going to prisons and visiting those and sharing the word of God with those behind bars. Ask God to protect them and keep them safe from hurt, harm, and danger. Those that are going to the nursing homes and the hospitals, assisted living facilities. Ask God to keep you safe, protect you from seen and unseen danger. Those that are walking the streets ministering in their own special way, you from seen and unseen danger. Evangelists and missionaries. I pray that God will protect you and watch over you as you travel around the highways and the byways. Everybody's not called to pastor. Uh-huh. Some of us are moving around the earth, ministering. Many are called, but few are chosen. The harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. We go to church, we get filled up. Church is like a filling station. Somebody says a hospital. I call it a filling station. You go in and get filled up with your fuel. Then you branch out and share the word of God for Bible study. Thank God for 11 o'clock worship service. Thank God for Sunday school. You need to learn the word of God. And ask God to send you to a Bible teaching, Bible believing, where men and women are living according to the will of God and the word of God. Remember, there's no perfect church. And if you find it, don't you go in it, because you'll mess it up. There's no perfect church. Thank you, God. That's why the word of God tells us to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing for one another, for our sisters and for our brothers, our family members, our co-workers, our enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you, and let God do the rest. Yes, this is Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer in the year 2023. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We still should be celebrating. Mm-hmm. Celebrating all year long. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. Every day is a day of celebration. Yes, celebrate, young people. Celebrate, senior citizens. Celebrate those that are in the middle years, the sandwich generation. Celebrate Jesus Christ. Glory, hallelujah. I pray that you have your Bibles this morning. We're going to go to the Word of God, because the Word of God is what's going to keep you. Thank you, God. You got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You got to know him for yourself. Mother may pray. Daddy may pray. Sisters may pray. Pastors may pray. You got to know him for yourself. You have got to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And you're never too young, never too old. It's never too late to start. Never too late to give him your life. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. It's never too late. He's waiting with his arms stretched wide open. You got to invite him in. Remember, he's a gentleman. He's a gentleman. You got to invite Jesus Christ into your life. Give up the old way of living. Then you have a transformation of your mind. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new in your life. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Surrender to him. Those that are walking the streets, got their tents pitched up on the outside. Those that are in shelters, hospitals, behind prison walls, nursing home and assisted living facilities. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ now. Cry out to him. Let him know that you want to become a child of God. The word says, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And it don't cost you nothing. Thank you, God. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. All to him I owe. You got to make it personal. Thank you, God. Let's go to our scripture, our protection, Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust, no matter what you're going through. Sure, he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh at what? Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. We know that Satan come to kill, steal, and destroy. Anytime, anywhere. That's his job. But God is still in charge. And you still trust God. And hold on to God's unchanging hand. God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. Thank you, God. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou what? Trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. Do you know his name this morning? He knows your name. Do you know who to call upon times when you don't know which way to go? When you're confused, upset? Sickness, death. You know whose name you should call upon? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus, I welcome you into this situation. Thank you, God. I need your expertise. I need your divine wisdom. I need your divine knowledge. I need your divine understanding. The Word of God tells us, above all, get understanding. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Salvation is free. Don't cost you nothing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Paid it all. All to him I owe. Let's go to Psalm 42 this morning. As the hart panteth after the water brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When you're going through your trials and your tribulations, yeah, there's going to be those naysayers, those haters. Where's her God now? Where's his God now? Right here with me, in the midst of all I'm going through. God is right here. He said he's going to send me a comforter, and I believe it. In my times of my trials and tribulations, sickness and death, God is right here. Thank you, God. When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me, for I have some with the multitude, for I have gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God. Now, the house of God, with the voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Are you keeping God's day holy? God's day. Sunday, men and women of God, are you keeping this day holy? I thank God for that particular restaurant, and you know which one it is. Every time I go, there's lines and lines of cars. His business just looks like it's increasing because he's keeping God's day holy. And I believe that God is blessing him because he's keeping God's day holy. And he's doing the right thing for his employees. He's setting an example. Thank you, God, for Chick-fil-A. Setting an example. Keep God's day holy. When I was a child, we didn't do anything on Sunday. We went to church, came home. Our parents even cooked on Saturday, prepared the meals on Saturday. Family sat down at the table and ate together. Keep his day holy. And if you haven't been doing it, now it's time to make that change. Keep God's day holy. Thank you, God. It's his day anyway. Why art thou cast down, O soul, O my soul? Why art thou disquiet in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember thee from the land of Jordan. Yes, he will. He's going to remember you from the land of Jordan. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of the water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me. The Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forsaken me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of my enemy? As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? They're watching you, men and women of God. Where's her God now? Where's his God now? They just got a pink slip from their job. Just got an eviction notice from moving their home, moving out their home. Mortgage not being paid. Where's her God now? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquiet written within me? Hope thou in God. Hope thou in God. For I shall yet praise him, the health of my countenance and my God. Psalm 42. I love the word of God. And men and women of God, you should love it too. There's truth in the word of God. There's evidence in the word of God. There's consolation of your soul in the word of God. There's joy in the word of God, as in Psalm 150. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Everything that breath, praise ye the Lord. I don't need no rocks crying out for me. I'm going to praise him myself. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the fermentation of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with psalmistry and harp. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psalmistry and harp. Praise him with the timbre and dance. Yes, we're doing a new dance now. We're dancing for God, the almighty living God. We have changed partners. Thank you, God. We're dancing with Jesus. Praise him with the timbre and dance. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Thank you, Zariel, for dancing for the Lord. Thank you, Pastor Cassie Lofton, for dancing with the Lord. For the Lord. Praise dances. That's the appropriate dance. Praising God and dance. Praise him with psalmistry and harp. Praise him with string instruments and organs. Praise him with upon the loud cymbals. Can't you hear those cymbals clinging together? Praising God. Praise him with loud sounding cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of the light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and of ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commandeth, and they were created. Let there be light. Let there be. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commandeth, and they were created. Words. Watch your words, my dear ones, sisters and brothers. You can create the right atmosphere or the wrong atmosphere. You can create positive or you can create negative. Watch your words. Stop saying my diabetes. My arthritis. No, don't claim that. The doctor said I got diabetes. The doctor said I got arthritis. The doctor said I got cancer. The doctor said. You don't want it. So stop saying my hypertension. You don't want it. Send it back to the pits of hell. But you're going to do the right thing. Eat right. Exercise. Pray over your medications. And take them, and there'll become a day when you don't need them. Thank you, God. Watch your words in the year of 2023. Speak those things that are not as though they are. Speak it into existence. The word of God said we shall do greater things, men and women of God. Stop whining and complaining. Stop crying. We know that there's some joy in tears, and I talk about those joyful tears. It's okay to cry because Jesus wept. But those of you that are whining and complaining all the time, nothing is ever right. Watch out. You need to have a transformation of your mind. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all ye deeps. fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy and fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let the name of the Lord praise him right now. Take out a couple of seconds and just praise God. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of the people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, I just love these psalms of praise. And you ought to sit down and take some time out and begin to read these psalms of praise. It's a blessing to you. Yes, it is. Read the psalms of praise. Thank you, God. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, with, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. Put not your trust in prince, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to the earth. And in that very day, his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the Lord or the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea and all therein, which keepeth truth forever, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord loosened the prisoners. There's many individuals that are behind prison walls right now, innocent. The Lord will loosen the prisoners. He will set you free. Continue to cry out to him. Continue to trust him. They want to pray for those that are guilty, that they will accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Then God will set them free. Thank you, God. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them up that are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. He loves you. Yes, Jesus loves you. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widows. But the way of the wicked side down. Woo! Watch out. The way of the wicked, he will turn upside down. Not you, but not the righteous ones. Not those that are living according to the will of God, the word of God. You may have trials and tribulations, but your world's not going to be turned upside down. The way of the wicked. The wicked, he turned upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise the Lord. My God, my God, my God. Praise the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God. For it is pleasant, Jerusalem. He gathered together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart, and he bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of their stars. He calleth them all out by their names. That's the kind of God we serve. He even know the number of hairs on your head, if you got some on your head. Thank you, God. Great is our Lord, and of great power. His understanding is infinite. His understanding is infinite, not yours. The Lord lifts up the meek. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving and sing praise unto the harp, unto our God. The heaven with clouds, who prepare rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beasts his food and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of hope or the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. Let me read that again. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him. Do you fear the Lord this morning? Do you respect him this morning, the Almighty Living God, and those that have hope in him? You have hope in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray that you do. And those that hope in his mercy. Thank God for his mercy. And we could add another word to that. His grace and mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of thy gates. He has blessed thy children within thee. Thank you, Jesus. He maketh peace in the borders and furtheth them with the finest of wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth. His word runneth very swiftly. The word of God run very swiftly. Text someone the word of God. Email someone the word of God. Call someone up and let them know how good God is. God is in charge. His word run swiftly. Before there was a text, before there was an email, before there was a computer, before there was a laptop, before there was a cell phone, his word run swiftly. He giveth up snow like wool. He scattereth the hoar frost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels. Who can stand before his coal? He sendeth out his word and melteth them. He causes his word or wind to blow and the waters to flow. What a mighty God. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgment unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgments, they have not sworn them. They have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Somebody ought to praise him this morning. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in height. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all ye stars of the earth. Praise him, Dr. Ron Green. Praise him, Sister Jill Green. Praise him, Rosie Traham. Praise him, Kayla. Praise him, Shanita Kelly. Praise him, Zariel. Praise him, Zariel. Praise him, Diamond. Praise him, Maddie Hightower. Praise him, Rhonda Hightower. Praise him, Dr. Patricia McCray. Praise him, Wallace Green, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Praise him, Sandra Green, in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Praise him, Apostle Margie Mercer, Baltimore, Maryland. Praise him, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, in the midst of your sickness. Praise him, Sister Nettie Savage. Praise him in the city of Baltimore, delivering mail. Praise him, mail carriers. Praise him, sanitation workers. Praise him, men and women of God. Praise him, Sister Cheryl, Prophetess Cheryl Purvey. Praise him, Deacon Purvey. Praise him in the midst of all that's going on. Praise him, Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Somebody ought to praise God. Praise him, Evangelist Griffith. Praise him, Victor, Jonathan, Christina. Praise him, all ye people. Praise God. Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr. Praise him, Bishop Gregory Gilmore, Sr. Praise him, Chief Apostle Deborah Gilmore. Praise him, Pastor Jerome Powell. Praise him. Glory, hallelujah. Praise him, Mother Annie Green. Praise him that he bless you continuously with your health. Praise him, Mary Robinson. Praise him, Mother Nita. Praise him, Apostle Joanne Foley. Praise him, Elder Karen Powell. Praise him for the great things he's doing. Elder Ann Nett and Elder Dawn Smith. Praise him, LaShawn. Praise him, Mercedes. Praise him, all ye people, near and far. Praise him, President Barack Obama, past President Barack Obama. Praise him for what he brought you through those 8 years. Praise him that you're still in the land of the living. Praise him, Michelle Obama. Praise him for bringing you and your family through 8 years of the White House. Praise him, Rainbow Collision. Praise him, NAACP. Praise him, New Mexico. Praise him, Venezuela. Praise him, El Salvador. Praise him, Honduras. Praise him, Mexico. That God will make a way and provide the people what they need in Mexico, New Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, West Africa, South Africa, Germany, Guyana. Praise him. Glory, hallelujah. All ye people of the land. Praise him, President Joe Biden. Your wife, Dr. Jill Biden. Praise him, Vice President Kamala Harris. Praise him, even amidst of the people setting the Mexicans at your door. You praise God anyway. Thank you, Jesus. Your husband, praise him. Thank you, God. In the midst of what they're doing, in the midst of your trials and tribulations, you praise God anyway and cry out, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Praise him, Congress, members of Congress, members of senators, House of Representatives, Congressman Kwai Isi Umfume. Praise him for the great things he's doing, Councilman Bullock. Praise him, governors, mayors, police commissioners, state troopers. Praise God early in the morning. Praise God early in the morning, Desmond Stewart. Praise God early in the morning, Ricky Hightower. Praise God those that have the tents pitched out on the streets. Lift up your voice and praise God. Ask him to give you the desire to live a new life in Jesus Christ. Praise him, Pope, popes, cardinals, archbishops, bishops, apostles, chief apostles, pastors, deacons, deaconess, trustees. Praise God, Deaconess Phyllis Blue, New Metropolitan Church, pastor, deacons. Praise him. Give God the praise, the honor, the glory. Those of you that are in a home, not out on the streets, in a warm home, not out in the cold, praise him for what you do have. We know that when praises go up, blessings come down. Praise him, Brother Alfred Bellamy, Sister Bellamy. Praise him. Glory be to God. Pastor Victor Mines, First Lady Mines. Praise him, Minister Cheryl. Praise him, Minister Cheryl Ricks. Praise him, Minister Duffy, Barbara Duffy. Praise him, Patricia Duffy. Pastor Reverend Patricia Duffy. Praise him, woman of many names. Praise him. Thank God for the desire to praise him. Thank God you know who to praise. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, your wife, Sister Gwen, your sons, your daughters, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Praise him. Grandmothers, great-grandmothers, grandfathers, great-grandfathers, great-great-great-grandfathers and grandmothers. Praise him, Armed Forces, Navy, Air Force, Marines, National Guard, Honor Guard, Merchant Seamen. Praise God in times like these. Archbishop Alamasi, King Alamasi, praise God. Give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't have to do it, Sister Burdetta, but he did. He woke us up this morning. We're praying for Brother Alfred. We're praying because the Word of God tells us to pray. Thank you, God. Cease from your anger. Cease from your anger. Be angry and sin not. Thank you, God, for blessing our nation. Touch those with the illegal weapons. Stop them in their tracks. Stop them in their tracks, Father. And we forgive them, for they know not what they do. Protect us as we go on to our jobs, our daily tasks, as our children go to school. Protect them and have our children to be obedient to their parents. Have our children be obedient to the word and the will of God. I decree and declare divine wisdom. We need that in this day and time, my dear ones. I decree and declare divine wisdom in your life. I decree and declare divine knowledge in your life. God bless you, Zariel. God bless you. Congratulations to you, Zariel. Thank God for you. God bless you. Congratulations, Shanita Kelly. Ryel Kelly. Diamond, God bless you as you go on to higher heights. God is with you. Keep him in everything that you do. God is with you. God will protect you from seen and unseen danger. Yes, he will. But you pray and ask God for wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. And we got to do and walk circumspectly in this world. Thank you, God, for healing someone's mind this morning. Thank you for healing, Mercy. Thank you for healing and deliverance. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland 21229. Write to me in the year of 2023. God has set you free. And I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Pray without ceasing. If my people will call by my name, will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and heal the land. God bless you real good. Bless you with the favor of God. This is miracle working season. Receive your miracle on this day. Tune in again tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m., Power Hour of Prayer. God is with you.